Blog Talk Radio.
Another one. Stay down with my day one niggas, and we in the club screaming, no new friends, oh no new.
DJ Khaled.
Still here with my day one niggas, so you hear me say, no new friends, no new. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no. I stay down from day one, so I say fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one, so I say.
Man, this shit so ill that we had to restart it. Ace time I'm second home like I'm James Harden. Money counter go brrr when you starting out the garden. Four car garages, pouring some Minaj's. Birdman go brrr cause he know this shit retarded. Fuck on the floor before we make it to the bed. Switch your ass really cost, started from the bottom, yes lord. OVO Sam, man, I'm proud of my niggas. Knew that we would make it, never doubted my niggas. All my bitches love me, if I had a baby mama she would probably be richer than a lot of you niggas. Ayy, that's luxury dog. Day one niggas, man, you stuck with me dog. Ever since YouTube niggas been calling me the leader of the new school. Fuck with me dog, yeah.
No new friends, no new. Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say, no new friends, no.
Let's ride.
I still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no. I stay down from day one, so I say, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas.
You know what it
stay
is
down
on
day one, so I say.
Yo, bitch, all in my photographs. Whole niggas got hate for me. Big homies all certified. Nothing niggas gon' take from it. Follow code, study game. Feed fam, nigga fuck fame. All black, my whip foreign. These bad hoes keep tiptoeing. Down in Turks and Caicos. Dope boy, that's my dress code. All I hug is blood, nigga. Khaled, that's my fleshed out. All I want is love, nigga. Money bring that stress out. Smoke good, I love life. Strip club like every night, my same nigga. Day one, straight minutes.
No new friends, no. Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say, no new friends, no. Still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends. I stay down from day one, so I say, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. One more time, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas. Stay down from day one, so I say.
I'm here with my niggas. I'm too high to be friendly. They throw dirt on my name. Well, that's why they still dig me. And I'm tired of all this hating. I thank God for my patience. I thank God for my homies. I wish we could trade places. Bitch, we good fellas. Boy, all them niggas with you, they just power bearers. And if we ball catchers, remember, sip slow, live fast. Young money, stay young. I've been cash money since day one.
No new friends, no. Still here with my day one nigga, so you hear me say, no new friends, no. I still ride with my day one niggas, I don't really need no new friends, no money.
Been cash money since day one.
Stay down from day one, so I say, fuck all y'all niggas, except my niggas. Fuck all y'all niggas.
Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Molly knock will feel. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now nigga wanna touch me. I ain't worried about nothing.
streamer. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I'm round round with that Nina. I'm round round with that AK, that HK, that SK, that beam on the scope. Window down, blowing smoke. Niggas front and be broke. Try rob me, gon' get smoked. That gun automatic. My car automatic.
Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Miley knock with feet. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see you. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me.
Coming with your hand out, nigga. I don't owe you nothing. Nada. I'm round round with that work.
That work.
Max Lord Stroud, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
I'll ride through Mount Haven. I'll ride through Castle Hill. You know that coupe half a million. Fuck how niggas feel. Cause I ain't really worried about nothing. My niggas ain't worried about nothing.
Ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Nigga ain't worried about
nothing.
I ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about
nothing.
Nigga ain't worried about nothing. Round round with that whoop. Strapped up with that Nina. Got two bad bitches with me. Miley knock with feet. Money don't mean nothing. Niggas don't feel you when they see it. My whole hood love me. But now a nigga wanna touch me. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
Montana. I ain't worried about a motherfucking thing, nigga. See you niggas shaking in your motherfucking boots. That untouchable empire. Dream team.
Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing. Nigga, I ain't worried about nothing.
Yo, 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 what's going on? You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show. What's going on, everybody? It's 8:07 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You got your boy coming to you live and direct, you know what I'm saying? I hope everybody's up on top of their game this morning, you know what I'm saying? East Coast is already in the building this morning, you know what I mean? We got the West Coast just now waking up, you know what I'm saying, to get on their grind, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to everybody in the Midwest. In the Midwest, we got definitely Colorado in the building, you know what I'm saying, out there, you know what I'm saying? Denver, big shout out to my man D. Jones. Out there, you know what I'm saying, with the Wake and Bake report, you know what I mean? And, of course, this morning, I got somebody, in case y'all don't know, in case y'all don't know, right now we're being heard all the way over in Malaysia, okay? Big shout-out to Claire Brinston, who's right here talking to me on Facebook right now, you know what I'm saying, and everything. And she's over in Malaysia. This is crazy. This is just letting y'all know how far Fat Man is being heard, how far my shows are being, you know what I'm saying, how far my shows, the type of countries that I am reaching, you know what I'm saying? So big shout-out to Claire Brinston, you know what I'm saying, here on Facebook, all the way out there in Malaysia, you know what I'm saying? I've been talking to her since, like, 5, 6 o'clock this morning and shit. She's, you know, talking about how she's ready to come to America and this and the other, and she's over there taking care of her family and taking care of property for her parents and everything like that. So I just want to give her a big, fat, wake your ass up. Claire Brinson out there in Malaysia. You know what I'm saying? So that just goes to show y'all how far Fat Man is being reached. You know what I'm saying? If y'all can hear me. Wherever you at, you can hit me up, 347-884-8810. Hit me up on Facebook, on my instant message. My Facebook is Alain Mobley Jr., a.k.a. Fat Man Detroit's Finest. You know what I'm saying? Hit me up. Let me know. Give me a shout-out, something like that. You know what I'm saying? Let me know. Hey, Fat Man, I can hear you loud and clear, player. Hell yeah. Keep on doing your damn thing. Or you can just say, hey, Fat Man, you're talking too fucking loud. Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's up and on their grind this morning. You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of stuff going on in the news. Of course, the biggest news has been Justin Bieber's little funky ass is been let out of jail and all of this shit, you know what I'm saying? He got the visual that's standing out in front of the Dade County jail out there in Florida. You know what I'm saying? They took his ass back to the hood. They was like, you ain't going, we ain't taking you to Miami. We taking your ass to the hood. You know what I'm saying? NBA ex-star, ex-NBA star Dennis Rodman is generated heating marks fucking around over there in North Korea. Now he's being investigated by the feds. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck you doing over there in Korea, player? Now the feds investigating your ass, your funky ass, and this, that, and the other. 48 degrees out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. It is fair this morning, with the high of 65 today, you know what I'm saying? In case y'all don't know, we had a massive pileup on the Indiana Highway. You know, at least three people were killed, and cranes were brought out to help clear the wreckage on Interstate 94. Up to 20 people were injured, you know what I'm saying? So y'all getting a lot of weather out there, Midwest, on the East Coast, and this, that, and the other. That's why I moved my fat ass to the West Coast, because we don't get no snow and freezing rain and all of that shit and this, that, and the other. My body can't take that shit, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, you got your boy Fat Man up in here, you know what I'm saying? It's 12 minutes after 8. If you want to holler at me, hit me up at 347-884-8810. That's 347-884-8810. Like I said, big shout-out to my girl Claire Brinson out there in Malaysia. Yeah, that's right, y'all. Third world country, you know what I'm saying, over there in a whole other country called Malaysia. You know what I'm saying? And she just wanted to hit the Fat Man up this morning and say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah, fucking right, fucking right, all right. You got your boy Fat Man up in here. Wake your ass up, morning show, coming to you live and direct from Las Vegas, Nevada. I am your host, Fat Man. Get your ass up. Get ready for work. Wake your ass up. Let's go.
All my exes live in Texas like I'm George Strait. Or they go to Georgia State where tuition is handled by some random nigga that live in Atlanta that she only see when she feels obligated. Admitted it to me the first time we dated, but she was no angel and we never waited. I took her for sushi, she wanted to fuck, so we took it to go. Told him don't even plate it, and we never talked too much after I blew up. Just only hello her, happy belated. And I think I texted her and told her I made it. And that's when she texted me and told me she prayed it. And that's when I texted her and told her I love it. And right after texted her and told her I'm faded, she asked, what have I learned since getting richer? I learned working with the negative to make for better pictures. I learned Hennessy and enemies is one hell of a mixture. Even though it's fucked up, girl, I'm still fucking with you. Damn, is it the fall? Time for me to revisit the past. It's women that called us, albums to drop, it's liquor involved, it's stories to tell, we've been through it all. Yeah. Interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my dressing room, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think them niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. So much for being optimistic. They say love is in the air, so I hold my breath till my face turn purple. Keep a few bad bitches in my circle. My nuts hang like ain't no curfew. Bitch, if you wave, then I will serve you. I flew jet, she flew commercial, but we still met. Later that night, after my session, she came over. I was aggressive and she was sober. I gave her a pill, she started confessing and started undressing and asked me to hold her. And so I did, but that was last month. And now she's texting me asking for closure. Damn, she say this shit gon' catch up to me. I keep tissue paper. We eat each other whenever we at the dinner table. She say she hate that she love me and she wish I was average. Shit, sometimes I wish the same and I wish she wasn't married. Promises, I hope I never break them. Met a female dragon, had a fire conversation. But interviews are like confessions. Get the fuck up out my bedroom, confusing me with questions like, do you love this shit? Are you high right now? Do you ever get nervous? Are you single? I heard you fuck your girl. Is it true? You getting money? You think the niggas you with is with you? And I say, hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, alright. And we say, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, fucking right, alright. And we say hell yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Fucking right, damn right, alright, oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Just keep going and don't look back.
Hey.
And look forward from where you're at. Some jealousy in your rear view. Wave hello, hello, hello. Push that pedal to the max. Count that money that's in your lap. Just some jealousy in your rear view. Hello, hello, hello.
Smashing in the fad lane, envy in my rear view, meals in my windshield, keep them in the clear view. Cheers to my partners who got it, we finally did it. And here's to the ones with potential to go and get it. We survived yesterday, foreign ride connoisseurs. Pop and fly today, tomorrow ain't promised to us. Grind hard for dirty money, but our heart's pure. Said it mobbing on these sucker, man, they so funny to us. Broke niggas all smiles when they run into us. Get by themselves, they talking tough, but don't do nothing to us. Call themselves paper chasing when wealth be running to us. You violate the puppet master, get your string pulled. Hustle gang, king team, label me the ringleader. Just showing haters the tail lights of my two-seaters. Two heaters with me in the ride, but I don't need them, no. Left evil behind me, that's where I plan to
just
keep it.
Keep
go.
Going and don't look back.
Hey.
And look forward from where you're at.
There's
some jealousy in your rear view. Wave hello, hello, hello.
Here we go.
Push that pedal to the max.
Hey.
Count that money that's in your lap.
Hello.
Just
you
some
praying.
Jealousy in your rear view.
Hey.
Hello.
I hustle hard, forever shine. Pay haters, no, never mind. Won't stop until we popping bottles at the finish line. Never been the quitting kind. Spirit ain't no killing mine. I'm getting mine. You don't like it, nigga, get in line. So many times I've shown dudes I won't lose. Time precious, but waste yours if you want to. Hate, I made it and you didn't. For that, I ain't to blame. Won't change a thing. The circumstance to remain the same. Can't complain, I'm highly favored. My flavor's God-given. So used to hate, appreciation is an odd feeling. Still, I stay focused on the millions, trying to dodge prison. Praying, asking for forgiveness, hoping God listen. As far as this and me pimping, go ahead and have a ball. Meanwhile, I'm getting bread, determined to have it all. I'm talking money, sonny, if ain't none of that involved. Why is we conversing? This vehicle ain't reversing.
Go. Keep going and don't look back.
Hey.
And look forward from where you're at. There's some jealousy in your rear view.
Hey.
Wave hello, hello, hello.
Here we go.
Push that pedal to the max.
Hey.
Count
Hello, may I speak to Angie Murphy, please?
Speaking.
This is Nurse Jenkins up here at Grady Parkland Memorial Hospital.
Yes.
And you just had a baby a few weeks ago that was premature.
Yes, I did.
The baby is still up here at the hospital. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
What's the baby name?
My son's name is Dontavious.
They got us calling because human resources might have to run some more tests on the baby because they
What's wrong with him?
Nothing wrong with the baby. They found traces of Crown Royal in your breast milk.
What are you talking about?
When they took breast milk from you to,
yes,
to give to the baby, they found traces.
Of what?
Of Crown Royal and Patron.
Oh, no.
In your breast milk. Is this Angie Murphy?
Yes, it is. And my son is Dontavious Murphy. And I don't drink that stuff.
Well, they said that they found Nouveau, Crown, Patron, and Jose Cuervo.
There's got to be some kind of mistake because I don't even like that kind of stuff. And I would never give that to my baby.
Well, ma'am, we know you've been drinking during your pregnancy because your breast milk is light blue. You drink Hypnotic.
Excuse me?
Have you been drinking Hypnotic because your breast milk is light blue?
No, I have not been drinking no damn Hypnotic. Why would I give that to my child?
Yeah, we understand that you're under a lot of pressure since the baby is...
I'm under a lot of pressure because my son was born a month early. That's why I'm under a lot of pressure. And I I'm not drinking while I'm
breastfeeding. Well, why is your breast milk light blue?
I don't know what you're talking about, my breast milk being light blue.
It's so bad, some of the nurses sipping off of it getting drunk.
You got me up.
Where did you call me?
I called you a bitch.
Now I'm a bitch. Tell you what, I'm going to get a damn baby to a white woman.
I will come down to that hospital and whoop your ass if you try to take my goddamn baby.
Where the dad at?
Where your daddy at?
Do he know your breast milk is light blue?
Miss Jenkins, pass the motherfucking phone to somebody standing next to you. I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's a plant, a janitor, somebody. Give the phone to somebody before I come down there and find your old decrepit ass.
Well, if your breast milk is light blue, what color your is ill?
Excuse me?
Your breasts look like 2 Miller highlight bottles. Who is his daddy? Jack Daniel.
Who's your daddy?
Well, who is your daddy? You need to go on Mary Peavage.
You probably don't even know where yours are.
Have you ever had Hypnotic?
In my life? Yes, I have. While I've been breastfeeding my son? No, I have not.
Is this Angie Murphy?
Yes, we established that.
You know, yes. Incredible Hulk is Hypnotic and Crown Royal mixed together. The baby's going to be strong.
I'd like to talk to your supervisor because I don't know what you're talking about. My son got light blue breast milk, and I've been drinking all damn Incredible Hulks and while I'm pregnant.
We are not giving you back that baby today.
Where's my son?
You're going to have to take that up with the judge.
With the judge?
Your judge will be Gregory Mathis.
What the f*** are you talking about?
Excuse me?
I said what the...
Yo, you got your boy Fat Man. Wake your ass up, morning show. Man, you never know where my phone calls is going to come from. You never know who's going to call me on the damn phone. Big shout out to my girl. Big shout out to my girl, Claire Brinston. And out there in Malaysia, she says she can't pick up the, let's see, go to the site, babe. I mean, everybody like, I can't pick it up. I can't cover this, say the other, and blah, 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 blah. I'm going to have to make sure that this link is connected, because I don't see how, if anybody's on my page, go to Claire Brinston and try and help her get her ass on the video because it's kind of like, you know, my shit keep freezing and this, that, and the other. I'm getting tired of these damn funky-ass computers and shit. My shit keep freezing up. Can't do what the fuck I need to do and everything, you know what I'm saying? And it just holds me up, you know what I mean? But it's all right. I got to keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct, 8:25 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? And hold on. 8:25 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? In local news out here, it was a crash last night on Warm Springs Road. One man was killed last night on Warm Springs Road out here in Las Vegas on Vegas Valley. You know what I'm saying? Fox 5 was on the scene. A person was killed Friday in a crash in the southwest end of Las Vegas Las Vegas Valley. The single vehicle crashed. The single vehicle crash happened at 4:15 a.m. in the 1900 block of East Warm Springs Road, just east of Spencer Street. Las Vegas Metro Police said the 63-year-old man was in the car, was driving west on Warm Springs when he veered off the road for some reason and hit a telephone pole. They said the man was taken to St. Rose Dominican Hospital for treatment, but he did not survive. Okay. Investigators said that they believe the man had suffered a medical problem which caused the crash. Yeah, it might have been too many martinis at the at the casino. You know, that's one thing out here that I don't understand. We are here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know, there is, you know, out here we could drink 24 hours a day. We could buy liquor 24 hours a day. There is no restrictions on our liquor content, liquor consumption, or anything. And you get a lot of these people that's leaving these casinos, and when they leave these casinos, they are drunk. Trust me, they're drunk, and they out there driving. You know what I'm saying, and everything like that. There, so people, when you come to Las Vegas, be careful, because it's bad enough these damn taxi drivers be driving all crazy and this that, and the other. But then again, you coming out of the damn casino drunk does not help. Okay, here's another story going on in Clark County right now. This story is breaking news. It says, no pot for you. Okay, say, no pot for you. The cities of Southern Nevada and Clark County are making their stumbling ways towards having legal storefront operations to deal medical marijuana to card-carrying patients with prescriptions for the drug. But the citizens of the state's largest city may have to wait potentially for a long time to see dispensaries. Nevada voters passed a constitutional amendment in 2000 that both allowed medical marijuana to be cultivated and sold. But the rules and regulations were in the state of limbo until last year, when the legislature finally established the process of establishing brick and mortar dispensaries. Since the summer of 2012, the Nevada Division of Public and Behavioral Health has not trying to convince folks that we not giving their children autism. Wait a minute, that they are not giving their children autism when they get vaccinated. Been developing new regulations for these would-be dispensaries. Those regulations are now over the hands of the Legislature Council Bureau and fine-tuning of whatever the fuck that word is, with a target date of April 1st. So check this out, y'all. They're trying to say on April 1st, in the state of Las Vegas, Nevada, we will be able to go to the dispensaries and buy chronic. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We'll be able to go and buy chronic. You know what I mean? That's something. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. You know what I mean? But it's about time. They need to put some tax on this weed and sell this weed, because I'm tired of fucking with these little so-called neighborhood dispensaries. These neighborhood weed motherfuckers can't give you your money's worth and this, that, and the other. They only want to sell weed after a certain time, and, oh, I can't do that because the feds might be watching and this, that, and the other. Get the fuck out of here. If you about your hustle and you trying to supply your neighborhood with a pharmaceutical product, then get out there and get on your motherfucking hustle. Who ever heard of a weed man? I don't sell weed after 8 o'clock and this, that, and the other. That's why you motherfuckers ain't on your hustle now. That's why you motherfuckers is stressing and shit like that now, because you're not on your hustle. It's called consistency, people. That's what it's called. Consistency. You know what I'm saying? You got to be consistent on what you're doing. I don't care if it's music. I don't care if it's everyday life. I don't care if it's selling weed. I don't care if it's selling crack. Whatever. Stay consistent with that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't nobody want to call and get a sack from you and then call you back an hour later and you like, oh, man, I'm out. I got to wait on it. You know, he on his way now. Hold on, hold on. Give me about 20 minutes. Hold on, hold on. How long you? How many times you heard that from your neighborhood weed man? Hold on, hold on. It's coming. Hold on. Yeah, all right then, nigga. All right. Step your game up. That's all I got to say. You know what I'm saying? Step your game up. 8:31 out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. You know what I'm saying? On a Friday morning. Thank God it's Friday. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all get to get into whatever the hell y'all want to do. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that there. So it seems like pop shops for some, but you city folk, not so much. So it seems like Southern Nevada is making their way towards legalizing marijuana. About time, because it makes you feel like we in the fucking Stone Age and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? Everybody getting high around us. Every other state is getting high and selling weed but us. So, you know, the state of Nevada damn sure need to step their game up, you know what I'm saying, and everything. You know what I'm saying? Because, yo, shit, niggas out here want to smoke. Niggas out here want to get it in. You know what I'm saying? But we can't get it in and everything like that because y'all holding us up. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is this. I need a little weed for after the pain, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people got glaucoma and all of that and this, that, and the other and can't see out of one eye and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? They got fibromyalgia and body aching and all of this shit, you know what I'm saying? So we need these medical marijuana dispensaries, you know what I'm saying, to ease the pain, you know what I mean? We gotta ease the pain, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so big shout out to everybody that's out there getting their smoke on and everything. You know what I mean? I don't blame you, not one damn bit. You know what I'm saying? So, you got your boy Fat Man up in here coming to you live and direct. You know what I'm saying? Check in with my girl Betty Wright right now, and she's going to tell us what it's like after the pain, after you smoke that blunt and this, that, and the other, and you hide in a motherfucker sitting at the house and everything, worrying about where your man at and all that shit. So we're going to get into this, my girl Betty Wright, after the pain, and we'll be right back after these messages and this song, y'all. Wake your ass up.
Well, I couldn't resist the urge to tell you the end of my story. For all of those who wanted to know, was there life after the pain? After the pain, you come and love me. And I welcome you. You're a glad. Thank you. never taken back again. Well, it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind, isn't it? Well, we do it all the time. Don't laugh. You probably done the same thing, too. It's just that you know me, and I don't know you. You know, one thing time has taught me that having a peaceful man is better than having no man at all. So I'm going to just take what I got and work with it. You understand what I mean? Now, don't you remember thinking back just a few years when people used to try to help you stay together? They find out you're on the verge of breaking up. They used to cook up a little food and throw a little party and whisper things in your ear like, don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man and he's doing the best he can. I heard him say, don't blame Mr. Charlie. Mr. Charlie is just a man and he's doing the best he can.
Love you, lie, 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 lie. been finding all these, a dozen roses, which I would give to you.
Show, yeah, I know I had disappeared and everything's fucking computer and shit like that there. Boy, I swear, technology can be a help and it can be a fucking hindrance and this, that, and the other, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to everybody that's been hanging with me, you know what I'm saying, that didn't hang up and get off the line and all of that shit, you know what I'm saying? So I appreciate y'all, you know, rolling with your boy and everything like that, you know. I don't know what's going on with a lot of this stuff, you know what I'm saying? Just can't, man, I swear, motherfucking shit and Facebook and all of this shit, you know, that's one thing I'm real getting tired of, you know what I'm saying? Facebook is starting to be a fucking nuisance, you know what I'm saying? Facebook is starting to be bullshit. It's full of fucking bullshit and drama. That's why I try and stay off of Facebook as much as I possibly can. Keep it pushing, you know what I'm saying? If you have a business to run, run your business. Use Facebook for what it's for. It's for promotion and getting the word out on what you're doing and how you're doing it and your shows and et cetera, et cetera. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know, big shout out to my girl, DJ Diva D. You know what I'm saying, and everything. Big shout out to all my BHMs out there, my big handsome men out there. You know, we do it real big. We do it oh so big. I don't know what the fuck is this on here, boy. I swear, motherfuckers and shit. They be posting shit to my wall and this that, and the other and everything like that. Big shout out to my man Biggie the Boss. You know what I'm saying? He posted his music to my wall and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I hear you, player. Big shout-out to you and everything. Big shout-out to everybody that's rolling this morning. I got my girl Tara. Tara rolling with me this morning. We just doing it, you know, hell, this shit that threw me all off and everything and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? Got a lot going on. Got a lot of bullshit going on this morning. That's what the fuck we got going on this morning. You know what I'm saying? Back to our entertainment news. Let's get into the entertainment news and this and the other. Right now we getting, of course, you know, we having the problem with the Duck Dynasty. You know what I'm saying? The Duck Dynasty drops nearly 2 million viewers from premiere. You know what I'm saying? And everything. You know, that's coming from. You know, the steering, it says, last week depressed ratings for the season premiere of Duck Dynasty might not have been a fluke. The second episode of the season dropped steeply from the premiere season, shedding nearly 2 million viewers. All right, it says Wednesday's Duck Dynasty drew 6.7 million total viewers of considerably from last week's premiere haul of 8.5 million total viewers. While this would be the first Duck Dynasty season to suffer a ratings dip in its second episode, Wednesday's numbers do indicate a troubled trend for the A&E show. Ratings for last week's season premiere dropped 28% from the season 4 premiere in August, which amassed a record-setting 11.8 million total views during a period where networks were heavy into repeat mode. Wednesday's ratings were also the lowest rated episode since the Christmas theme season 2 finale in December 2012, which brought 6.5 total viewers. Now, this is Duck Dynasty, you know. This is where old man, old boy, you know, he made his, his point of view about, you know, where the people were going, you know, about the gays and this, that, and the other, and heterosexuals and all of that, and, you know, y'all, you know, look, I'm not a Bible thumper, you know, I'm not always going to get on here and quote stuff from the Bible and this, that, and the other, but, yo, people, let's keep it 600. It's time for motherfuckers to wake up. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that read the Bible, everybody know what's right, what's wrong, what you're supposed to do, what you ain't supposed to do, and this, that, and the other. I know we all got things to answer to when we finally get up there and sit in front of the man upstairs, and he gonna ask some humdinger of questions too, like, why you do that, and why did you let such and such hurt such and such, and things like that there, you know. We can't judge nobody's life. We're not here to judge anyone's life, you know what I'm saying? But all we can do is govern each other. Stay focused on you. Stop staying focused on every fucking body else and this, that, and the other and everything. Stop worrying about everybody else, because if everybody else is going to hell, that don't necessarily mean that you're going to hell. You know what I mean? So make sure you know that you're on top of your game and everything. Everybody's worrying about what this person is saying, what that person is saying. You know what I'm saying? We got these celebrities and this, that, and the other that's untouchable by the law. You know what I'm saying? That fucking the little guy, what's his little name? Justin Bieber. He got out on $2,500 bond. Now, you know, if that was Pookie around the corner drag racing up and down fucking Las Vegas Boulevard, he would still be in jail today, and he wouldn't have got out. It wouldn't have been no bond and all of that shit. They'd have locked Pookie's little ass up and then been upset because they like, where the fuck did Pookie get a fucking Ferrari and get a Ferrari and a Porsche to race up and down Las Vegas Boulevard? I don't know, y'all. It's just, you know, it's just things that make you go, you know what I'm saying, and everything. Now it says, police department's documentary scares kids straight, okay? I don't know about all that shit, you know what I'm saying? It says, the New Orleans Police Department put together a documentary film designed to teach teens the consequences of committing crimes. I know a way of teaching a teen the consequences of committing a crime. You whoop his ass. That's what you do. You get his little ass and you whoop his ass and you let him know that he was wrong for committing a crime. And next time he commit that damn crime, he gonna get locked the hell up. Not by the police, but by mama and daddy. It's time for mamas and daddies to take control of the house. My black men, it's time for you to start taking control of the household. These kids are running wild, especially young black men. Young black men shouldn't be running wild and acting like this and this that and the other. Were you raised like that? That's just like Big Mama used to say. Was you raised in a barn? If you wasn't raised in a barn, then teach your son better manners. Teach your son how to talk to women. Teach your son how to respect women. And that goes the same thing for you mothers, too. It starts at home. If you see your son talking crazy to his little girlfriend on the phone and all of that and this, that, and the other, that's a sign right there for you to get in his ass and let him know where he's wrong at. You know what I'm saying? We got to stop passing the buck, and we got to stop letting shit slide. Got to stop looking the other way at shit. You know what I'm saying? If a kid's ass is wrong, his ass is wrong, all right? You know what I'm saying? That's why it was an old saying they used to say, it takes a village to raise a child. You know what I mean? Back in the day when I was growing up, hell, if I did anything in the neighborhood and if any of the neighbors seen me, they went and told my damn mama. You know what I'm saying? Fucking snitches. You know what I mean? Snitching and shit and this, that, and the other. But that's how it is, and that's how neighbors and that's how parents need to come together and help raise children. Stop all this bullshit going on. Stop all this young killing, kids killing kids and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? So we got to, you know, yo, y'all, we got to step our game up. We really do have to step our game up. You know what I'm saying? You got your boy Fat Man up in here 5 minutes after 9. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get into this little bit, and then we're going to be back with my girl Tara, you know what I'm saying? And we're going to see what she got to say this morning, all right? All right.
Be all up in your head.
Yeah.
Cause what I got, you going to get done. Yeah. But girl, that's only if you ain't scared. And I won't knock, won't win no bet. Get you hot, I know you won't stop well. And when I walk in, all that I want is you say, daddy's home for me. And I know you've been waiting for this loving all day. You know your daddy's home and it's time to let go. Yeah, but you ain't got to give my love away. So I'ma need to say, Shawty, you already know what it is. And girl, tonight we're gonna do a lot of sex dance. Yeah, can't nobody do your body like this. Oh, I won't knock, won't bring no bells. Yeah. You just broke that bottom up in the air. That I'll get you high. Daddy's home, home for me.
miss you soon.
Put that on your ring, though.
Stole it when I get sick.
Had a Range Rover.
Well, I'ma take it back.
Get you ride lame, hoe.
In that the house that you want,
I'll buy you two of those.
105, baby.
That does two shows.
Have you ever made love
with your neck froze?
With all BBS down
in your earlobe.
Stay out the Maybach, baby.
Don't play show.
I would've brought you
but
one.
But you wanted to do so.
Take your shoes off.
And I'll rub your fat toes.
Let me pour Kool-Aid.
You say daddy's home, oh, home for me. I know you've been waiting. Your daddy's home. It's time to play. Now baby, you ain't gotta keep my love in the way. Daddy's home, home for me.
And I know you've been waiting for this love in your day.
You know your daddy.
I mean, I come through the door and be like, yeah, baby, daddy's home. Daddy's home. So drop it like it's hot and toot it and boot it, baby, because daddy's home. And I'm about to wax that. Anyway, anyway, we got some breaking news right now. You know what I'm saying? It says Bill Cosby may be headed back to NBC. You know what I'm saying? It says Bill Cosby is in the early stages of developing a new comedy for NBC. A network spokesperson confirmed to NBC, ABC News. The 76-year-old comedian would play the head of a multi-generational family, returning to the same network where his groundbreaking 80s sitcom, The Cosby Show, ran for 8 seasons. Okay, then. Well, look here, Mr. Cosby. I'm pretty sure you got enough money. And I'm pretty sure we're tired of seeing you coming on TV and this, that, and the other, playing somebody's daddy. Let's get some real reality shows up in, on fucking TV. Let's get some reality shows where daddy had just lost his job and the son is out selling dope. You know what I'm saying? The mama's at home constantly on the computer, on Facebook and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? Got two little kids running around the house, don't even know where the fuck they at. Let's get some real reality shows on TV. All of these shows that's depicting this, and we're changing the names to save the rights of everybody and everything like that. Look here, we're being watched 24/7 from outer space. This is who they call Big Brother. Big Brother's been watching everybody do everything under the sun. You know what I'm saying? Y'all cats over there on the north end of Las Vegas think that don't nobody know that y'all over there selling dope? Man, please. Man, look, there's so many cameras around Las Vegas, but when a tragedy happens or when something really goes down, you know, they want to act like, hey, we didn't see nothing. The camera wasn't working or anything. You know what I'm saying? So, we just... really, 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 really tighten our game up and get our shit together, because you'll be surprised who's watching us. I wanted to make a statement yesterday. They are starting to put computer chips into food now. Now, hear me when I say this. They are putting a computer chip in food, so when the expiration date arises, it will send a text message to your phone that will let you know that this food has so many days before it expires and goes bad in your refrigerator. Ladies and gentlemen, I keep telling y'all, technology is more advanced than you give it credit for. A lot of these artists out here wonder why they can't sell music and can't get out there and push themselves because you're not using technology properly. We use technology for the wrong fucked up ass reasons and everything like that. And you wonder why people, like I said, big shout out to my girl Claire over there in Malaysia that's listening to us now. This woman really can't understand what I'm talking about, but she understands that I have a radio show on Facebook. She understands Facebook. She may not understand anything else, but she understands Facebook. If my radio show can reach in places like Sydney, Australia, big shout out to my girl Serafina, Johannesburg, Africa, big shout out to my man Earl out there, you know what I'm saying? And now Malaysia, big shout out to my girl Claire out there in Malaysia. And they're hearing this music, they're hearing me, they're hearing me talk, they're hearing me give them their shout outs and everything. That should let people know how advanced technology is. That should let people know that if you get up off your ass and move like somebody, you can make a difference. I get tired of hearing a lot of people sitting around talking about, it don't happen for me like that. I can't do that. Why come they didn't do this? How come people ain't this, that, and the other for me? Sometimes you got to get up off your ass and do things for yourself. You got to do a lot of things for yourself. No one is going to come and knock at your door and tell you, you know what, damn, Batman, I hear you do music and all this and this and the other, you know what I'm saying and everything. So, I mean, you know, let's be more realistic, people, all right? Big shout out to everybody that's hearing me. I'm going to get off my soapbox now and everything. Kevin Hart and 2 Chainz among MTV star-studded lead up to the Retromania hip-hop special. Nah, I don't know. You know, Kevin Hart right now really got it going on. You know what I'm saying? He's got, like, 3 major movies that's out right now and everything. You know what I'm saying? And right now he's like, he's the hot comedian right now. So him and 2 Chainz is lining up to lead up to for this Retromania hip-hop special. Okay, it says MTV is taking the week to look back at the best in hip hop, culminating in its 1 hour special. 1 hour. Y'all got me all fucked up. In its 1 hour special, Retromania Hip Hop, airing Saturday, February 1st at 2:30 p.m. Okay, starting Monday, a cavalcade of stars will appear on Retromania segments during the afternoon of 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. to revisit their favorite moments and artists of hip-hop, including remixed hip-hop versions of films and TV shows like Mean Girls, American Pie, and Baywatch, all right? So y'all make sure that y'all check that out. Among those appearing in these segments are Kevin Hart, Ice-T, 2 Chainz, Amber Rose, T.I., Mac Miller, Cat Graham, MGK, Aubrey O'Day, Travie McCoy, Iggy Azalea, Ed whatever the fuck, and whatever, and Ashanti. Okay, so basically I guess they're going to get these people to do, comedy or some shit like that on here. I don't know. It's 9:16 a.m. out here in Las Vegas, Nevada. We got a couple of calls on the phone and this, that, and the other. I don't know if people calling to listen to me or people calling just to listen in to the show. I'm not sure. Let me see about this call. That's 609-1978. Yo, you got the fat man up in here. Wake your ass up. Who is this? Obviously, nobody. Obviously, they just want to listen to the show, and you're not trying to talk. And they hung up. Okay, then. The call was dropped and everything like that. Yeah, we're going to go to this call, 5860841. Yo, you got the fat man up in here. Wake your ass up. Who is this?
Wake your ass up, fat man. It's Tyra.
What's going on, sweetie?
Man, you talking about these kids. I got so many stories for you that's going to blow your mind so bad. Number one, an 11-year-old Illinois girl was stabbed 40 times by her 14-year-old sister because the 11-year-old said that she was ungrateful, so she killed her and then lied and said that someone broke into the house and did it in Chicago.
Okay.
Number two, a teenage boy that was whooped on camera by his uncle, and his uncle posted it on Facebook because he was in a gang, was killed about a week later. Number three, two women who were called the demonic assassins stabbed two kids to death because they were trying to exorcise them, a one-year-old and a two-year-old.
Now, wait a minute. What do they mean that they were trying to perform an exorcism? What type of exorcism?
It says 28-year-old Zakiya Avery told Montgomery County Court that she is the commander of the Demon Assassins cult, whose calling to hunt out demons led her to stab her two youngest children. Avery and her 21-year-old accomplice, Monifa Sanford, have been charged with first-degree murder in the deaths of 1-year-old Norrell and 2-year-old Ziana. The women also attempted to kill Avery's two other children, 5-year-old Tania and 8-year-old Martello. The Germantown pair told the detectives that they witnessed the children's eyes turning black and saw a black cloud hovering over the kids. They saw demons jumping into rail. So she tried to snap his neck, Montgomery State, blah, 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 said in court, according to the Washington Post, and then she began to choke him. Stavry and Avery stabbed little Norrell, then watched the demonic spirit float over the other children. At one point, the spirit apparently jumped inside Sanford, who was then attacked. Yeah, these bitches all lost their mind.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. You know, I seen that on the news and this and the other, and I was like, I mean, I seen that on, I mean, I watch, for all the people out there, I don't know if you guys are into CNN and things like that and staying abreast on what's going on in the world and in the nation today. There's a lot of stuff going on, you know, it's a lot of stuff going on more than just reality shows on TV. I know I watch Nancy Grace a lot, and I know the other night she was telling me about you know, a husband who came home to the house drunk, arguing with his wife, and daughter was having a slumber party. Wife put the husband out. He left, went out and got drunker, and came back in the house arguing with his wife. Pointed the gun at his wife, took a shot, missed his wife, and hit his 11-year-old daughter and killed her instantly.
Wow. So,
while she was having a slumber party at the house. 11-year-old daughter.
Kids.
His 11-year-old daughter. Now, he's petitioning the court, him and his wife is petitioning the court to let him out so he can go to his daughter's funeral. They say he didn't do it intentionally. It was an accident. First of all, you ain't supposed to be up in the house arguing with your woman with no loaded handgun, and you
no
got
way.
Kids in your house. You know what I'm saying? Second of all, you didn't discharge this gun shooting at your wife, and you missed and shot your child. Any man in his right mind, I don't care how drunk you are, your child is supposed to be the most precious thing to you. Just as quick as you can get it, just as quick as you can lose it. And I don't think people are understanding how important and how serious life is today. You know what I'm saying? Life ain't no joke today. You know what I mean?
You know what? He need his feet beat with a broken ruler so he can painfully retrace his steps and see where the fuck he went wrong. Because that's just stupid. That's just stupid. You got a house full of kids, and you going to come in there because you feel some type of way. You need to play that as soon as I get off the phone. He felt some type of way and killed his daughter. Same thing with the little girl that killed the other little girl. She felt some type of way because it wasn't her whole sister. It was half-sister. So she stabbed her 40 times. What is wrong with the people in the world?
I don't know. But my thing is this. See, this is where people go wrong, and this is where white folks go wrong, and this, that, and the other. If the good Lord was going to send or put someone on this earth that's clairvoyant, that can see into the future, do you think he would put 6 million of them here on earth?
Hmm.
When the good Lord comes back and he sends the Antichrist and this, that, and the other back, he ain't sending back. He ain't coming back. It's going to be 4, 5, 6 Jesuses. You know, they're going to be like, we've seen Jesus on the north end and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? People are going to be like, we've seen him in Harlem.
I called Jesus on the mainland. He went to voicemail.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? He on Facebook now. You know what I mean? It's not going to happen like that. You know what I'm saying? And people are getting too caught up in what's going on Facebook, tag, all this media shit. Don't get me wrong. It's a way to use this shit. But this shit is also a way of, is a form of brainwashing. You know, it's also, also another, you know, also another form of, you know, of Big Brother,
you know,
watching
Facebook?
You.
Do you know who runs Facebook? For real? The National Security Agency. If it's a video on YouTube that says Facebook Illuminati and Mark Zuckerberg takes off his shirt, his hoodie, and he shows their plan. Their plan is written into their hoodies. You know what I mean? Facebook Facebook is just like the Merovingian who owned the Matrix, who was part of the system. And it's not working against the system. These programs work for the system. So that's
right.
When I be telling people, like, you screaming out here all this black power, what you going to do, how you going to make a movement against the white man, behind the white man, dummy, dumb dummy, Lamont Sanford, they looking right at you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're listening.
And people,
you know,
it's this egocentricism that I can do and say whatever I want to. I do and say what I want to because I really don't give a fuck. If they see me, they're going to see me.
Yeah.
I want them to see me.
They're going to see, right.
But if you're
really
trying to do some covert ops, why would you do it on Facebook? And then when you look at any movement that's allegedly black, most of the time the people that break the movement up be another black person.
Yeah. It's usually it's our own people that destroy our movements. It's our own people that snitch us out. It's our own people that takes they take the idea over to the other side and this, that, and the other, all because you done got mad or you got upset or you figure you're not getting your just desserts or whatever, or somebody's not treating you right or something like that. That's why I quit. That's why I tell people, and it says it in the Bible, and I've been putting up quotes on Facebook, stop telling people your business.
Mm-hmm.
Stop telling people your next move, your greatest idea, your next big thing, the next CD you about to put out, and this, that, and the other. I had to explain to a young lady last night, this shit is designed against you. It's not designed for you.
Yeah.
You wonder why your mama keep calling you. You wonder why your mama keep calling you and calling you a fuck up. And every time you turn to her and this, that, and the other with, well, mama, I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do that. And all she got is fucked up shit to say. Nothing positive, but fucked up shit to say. Well, you should do that and this, that, and the other. And I know I taught you better than that. And why are you doing that? And how come he ain't doing this at the house and everything like that? Look here, mama, stay the fuck out of your grown-ass daughter's business, first of all. You know what I'm saying?
No,
and second of all, I tell these daughters, this is a form of your mother, and I hate to say it, but this is a form of your mother hating on you because you have a better life and a better lifestyle than what the fuck she's living right now.
Exactly. You know, I've been told, lately I've been on this money thing, right? You know, I talk a lot of junk on Facebook because I am Random Thought Lady. But now I've been, like, primarily focused on building wealth. And, you know, the bullshit I say, if I'm talking about cheese and crackers and stuff like that, people are like, ooh, I like cheese and crackers. Cheese and crackers are good. But as soon as I post these things about getting money and ways to get money and links to find money and how to start a business, it'd be so quiet, Facebook so quiet, it'd be church mice sitting on the pew. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I'm like, what is this about? Why are people naturally drawn to negativity? Why are people naturally drawn to when you say something bad happened to you, they want to come console you. But when you say you're doing something good in your life, you don't nobody say nothing. It's like they don't want – I call it collective consciousness that nobody wants to see nobody rise. And if you're rising, even if they close to you, they're going to try to take what you got. They're going to get in with you to see what they're going to get. They ain't going to watch you to see what you did to get it. They're going to try to get yours. You know, and like you said about the reality shows, I'm currently in talks with a network to change the face of reality television. I already got like 3-4 spinoffs that go with it, and it's based in Detroit. You know what I mean? Because somebody has to be willing to go into the system and do something about it, and I'm willing to take that chance because something has to be done. Because I seen a thread the other day. This girl, dumbass, dumb bunny, was talking about Nicki Minaj don't done more for black people than Martin Luther King have. I wanted to send her an e-slap. Like, girl, you sound dumb. Do you know how dumb you sound? I bet you think diabetes is spelled D-I-E-O-S-B-E-A-T-I-E-S, too, huh? That's what she needs to do. Bust in the head with a bag of sugar till she diabetes. You know what I mean? What's wrong with these kids? It's like this TV generation, and we, you know, Fat Man, we are the original TV generation because TV used to go off when we were young, and it's evolved to the point that it's now in our lifetime. TV wasn't like this. I grew up watching Sesame Street, Electric Company. Yeah. I grew up watching TV where I learned stuff, where I enjoyed watching TV. I hate TV now. I got 9 of them. I don't watch none of them.
Right.
Because it ain't nothing on. So I told this girl the other day, I was like, I don't drink cheese and eat wine. If I see a problem, I'm solution-oriented. I try to do something about it. So I'm willing to go into the system and do something about the program that we're receiving. You know what I mean? I got a granddaughter. I got grandkids. I have to be responsible for what's going on in the world for her. If nobody else will do it, I have to do it. That's my responsibility to make a change that's going to benefit the lives of the next people that's coming behind me. You know what I mean? And it's just madness. It's madness and this dumbass music and these dumbass TV shows. And it's just, you know what I mean? I get so irritated, like, just looking at it, like, some of the things that people believe these days. Like, do you really believe that? Are you really, really? I got this new word for these people. I call them Uncle Tom Willis's. You know what I mean? That's the name, Uncle Tom Willis. Because it's like, They come at me, and they have all these fancy Egyptian names, and Amon Ra, Taco Bell, all this. And then when I tell them that half of what they believe in is wrong, I'm a bitch. You know what I mean? So it's something within our people, and I really, truly believe it goes all the way back to Africa because the latest thing that they're doing over there now is they're burning gay people alive in front of children. Yeah, they're burning gay people. They got videos of more than one video of gay people being burned, literally burned alive in front of the whole village. And it's not just that they're gay. In Africa, and if you live in Nigeria and go to Ghana to work, they're not going to let you work there because you don't speak the language. Africa has a caste system. You know what I'm saying? They have a caste system where some Africans don't like other Africans, and they call them Igbo or slaves. You know what I mean? So what's going on? Everybody's trying to link to Africa and go back to Africa, and I'm down with Africa. I'm not down with Africa because I don't really like a lot of the stuff that goes on there because I see it going on over here, brother killing brother, blood in, blood out. No, man, that ain't the way it's supposed to be. How we going to – everybody want to stand against the white man. How we going to stand against the white man if we can't stand each other?
Right.
What is that about?
Right.
Oh, it's just pure – uncut insanity.
That's like you said, that's a form of undercover racism. You know what I'm saying? It still feeds into this day. It's still alive and well. You know what I'm saying? They just do it subliminally now. You know what I mean? And things like that. You know, with the TV commercials and all of a sudden, all of a sudden, you're starting to see interracial TV commercials and everything like that. They took the Cheerios commercial off TV because it was an interracial couple and the child was half black and half white, and they said that it disturbed most of the white community and everything like that and everything. All I gotta say is to the white community is stop trying to be black. First of all, you got a little 19-year-old motherfucker in jail and this, that, and the other. And what is he out doing? He's out acting black, drag racing, this, that, and the other, smoking weed, walking in an airplane, fly all over and this, that, and the other, and then want
to
talk
this
crazy.
Stop listening to Eminem. He need to sit his little wannabe thug life ass down, because if you go to jail for real, real jail, real black people jail, you wouldn't make it 0.5, going in 60 seconds, nigga. That's how fast you're going to be out of here.
Yeah, of course.
They're pumping him up to the TV to make him look like he's a bad boy.
You know, he can't drop the soap. You know what I'm saying? And things like that. You know what I'm saying? And my you know, as far as my thing on you know, don't get me wrong. I love Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart is doing a lot. He's out. People got to realize Kevin Hart is getting money right now. This is the reason why he getting on everything. He know he hot right now, so he jumping on everything that he could possibly get on. But let's keep it 600. Pretty soon society is going to crack on him about his weight, about his height and everything. Pretty soon he's not going to be tall enough for those action roles and those certain type of roles, because every comedian wants to elevate to a new role. And we're not going off the beaten path. We're still sticking to what we're talking about, black people, and moving forward, trying to move forward, and what's letting them hold them back. All I'm trying to say is that when you get in a position like that, perfect example, Cat Williams got in that same position Kevin Hart is in now, but it turned into buffoonery. When you come out with your hair done like Dr. Seuss,
like Joker,
you know what I'm saying, looking like a damn fool, then that means that it's been turned into buffoonery. And then for the people out there that don't know what I mean by when I say buffoonery, it used to be a white man that everybody thought was black that they called Al Jolson. Okay?
Yeah.
Al Jolson used to come out in blackface and everything. You know what I'm saying? And they wonder why people get offended, just like on Halloween, they got offended by the guy that had on the Trayvon Martin hoodie that was in blackface. You know what I'm saying? This is the reason, back in the day, this is the reason why Whoopi Goldberg is blackballed so much on TV, and she can't really get shit jumping off because she married Ted Danson, who they thought was going to be real funny, for him to come out on the, what was that, the Academy Awards in blackface.
Exactly. But
we've been being clowned ever since day one.
And you know what? They perpetuated. I feel personally that Kevin Hart is perpetuating because he put on the dress. He put on the dress. CeeLo Green wearing dresses. Tyler Perry wearing a dress. And recently it came out that Tyler Perry was messing around with the guy from Real Housewives, the one to do hair.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Mm. All this dress wearing? Yeah. The dress is the sign. Just look at the video where Dave Chappelle say they tried to put the dress on him, and he wouldn't do it. And what happened? Like Paul Mooney said, they took his show. Once you put on that dress, you're one of theirs.
Right.
You know what I mean? So them people that's rising real fast, they don't bend over real fast. It's a word in Latin or Greek that's called infamy, and to be an infamy, which stems the word famous or infamous, means you submitted to the will of another man. And the majority of these people it means you submit to the will of another man, meaning you bent over for another nigga. You know what I'm saying? So the word famous or infamy is directly tied to that. So a lot of these people who are famous and a lot of these men that are famous that are making Hollywood, they did what they did to get to where they're at. You know?
Right.
But you
that's just like a lot of people don't know. Everybody, you know, all these young cats want to run around here and holler swag, swag, swag. So you know where swag comes from?
Yeah.
Swag is basically a gay term that was used back in the 50s in Studio 54.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That Studio 54 was the biggest club in New York City where all the celebrities went. They went and they kicked it and this and the other. And it didn't matter what genre you were, if you were alternative, if you was gay, if you was whatever. You had it all up in there. You know what I'm saying? So that's where the word swag comes from and things like
that. You know what
a
swag is?
This is why I tell a lot of people. Say that again.
A pretty curtain. A swag is a part of a curtain. It's a fancy curtain.
Right.
That's what a swag. Your drapes is a fancy curtain. And these, I got swag. No, swag means you a sweet fag. That's what it means.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
So that's why. That's why you don't never.
Anything.
That's why you don't. You don't never hear me talking about, oh yeah, I'm just swag. I just got so much swag. And
you gotta look at who,
no.
You gotta look at who started it. Look who bought the song. No One on the Corner has swagger like us. Jay-Z, Puffy, and we know how Puffy get down while he touching Usher booty. Go look
yeah.
at the video on
yeah.
YouTube. Puffy admits to sleeping with Usher. Go look at Puffy's 10 most gayest moments. Yeah. You know, gotta look at the cover. Like I said, it's us, it's Destroy. It's, I ain't even gonna say us because I don't want to be in the same category with them. It's niggas that's doing
right.
it to niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And that's the thing that we have to stop because we are our worst enemy. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying? And you know, and this is the reason why. You know, there's a perfect example. I was talking to. One of the promoters the other day, they're getting ready to do a concert out here in Las Vegas, Nevada, over on the north end. That basically is the borderline between the north end and Donna, you know, and Donna Street and all of that, and this, that, and the other back over here out in Las Vegas. I really don't know what the fuck is going on because I'm not from here and I could give a fuck about these motherfuckers who call themselves
yeah.
out here gang banging and shit like that there. You know what I'm saying? Because what y'all doing now is y'all fashion consulting. Y'all not gang banging. Y'all fashion consulting right now. Y'all trying to see which color is prettier than the next color and all of that
exactly.
shit. And this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? And all this speaking in sign language. This all y'all doing is speaking in sign language. That's why y'all pissing off deaf people and shit. Deaf motherfuckers running around here.
Like the dude did Mandela's thing.
Because you talking crazy and shit like that, and you figure you throwing it up and you keeping it blood and you keeping it crip. No, you calling them motherfuckers. You letting them motherfuckers know you can't hear, right? You can't hear
exactly.
me, can you? Okay, then. So you're going to fuck with their mind with the sign language and this, that, and the other. You know what I'm saying? It all goes back to what me and you talked about when I first came on this with this morning show. If you want to hide something from a nigga, put it in a book.
Because
the nigga ain't going to read a book. Black
no.
man ain't going to hardly read a book. Not unless he's
nope.
just looking and has a thirst for knowledge.
Let alone
this is why they
there.
Call these niggas, this is why they call it these niggas today. Thirsty. It's not the
yep.
thirst for knowledge. It's the thirst for buffoonery.
Yeah, jigaboo.
Stupidity.
Jigaboos. Dancing the jig. That's what they doing. Yes, sir, Miss Boss. I sure dance for you. Watch, you want to see me in the video holding some money? It ain't your money, dude. You woke up in a Bugatti that wasn't yours. And you know what? I was talking yesterday, like, what if somebody just get $1 million and the only thing they buy is a Bugatti? But you ain't got no money to pay the insurance, and you ain't got no money to pay for the gas. Come on, think fucking logically. Use
right.
your whole brain, not half your brain.
Right.
You know what I'm
if
saying?
If you were smart, if you were smart, you would put that meal in the bank and live off the interest.
Exactly. You buy shares in Bugatti, dumb bunny.
Right.
You know what I mean? If you and people, and this goes to the everybody being at wherever they sell Jordans at, as soon as Jordan say, I'm going to sell some Jordans. If you were smart, you would save up and take that money and buy shares in the Jordan in the company. And when the new shoes come out, you would collect your dividends. You would sell, buy low, sell high. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's this mentality that I hate the white man so bad so I don't want to see how he makes his money. Bullshit. I'll take money from a fucking donkey because
right.
when I go to the, I can't take my beliefs to the store and buy nothing. I can't call DTE and say, I got these beliefs and I want to pay for my bill with that. You know what I'm saying? Like Pac said, it's not about who own the money. Fuck who own the money. Get the money. Do what you got to do to make better for somebody else to be able to give. And then I was doing this the other day. I had to get my ASCAP together. And then it dawned on me. I'm like, half these niggas out here rapping don't even know what ASCAP and BMI
is.
You know
they
what I'm
don't.
Saying? They want to get the money,
they
but they don't even know how to collect the money.
They don't.
They
get but,
paid under the
but
table.
They could, but they could be a street pharmaceuticalist and know how to add, divide, subtract, this, that, and the other. Know how to break it down. Know how to step on it and double it and this, that, and the other. But
what
you can't
somebody.
Do that shit. You can't do that shit to create your own business or save your own life or take care of your own people.
You know
That's
what? I got this.
Shame.
I was talking. Like I said, I've been talking to the network execs, and he's so amazed by me. He can't figure out how I'm black and think I do. You know what I'm saying? I know that's the bottom line of what it is. And I told him, I was like, you know what? People will, you can give a person a fishing pole, point their ass to the lake, give them a shovel, and tell them the worms is over there, and they'll turn around and look at you and be mad because they don't want to get dirty and dig their own fucking worms. Nigga, I don't gave you the shovel. I don't gave you the hook. I don't gave you everything you need to make get these fish, but you going to look at me and be mad because I don't want to get dirty. Nigga, I got dirty when I got this shit for you.
Exactly.
Illogical logic. It's
exactly.
Just illogical. It don't make no sense. If I'm showing you how to eat, I'm giving you a plate. What you want me to do, take the spoon and the fork and put it in your mouth too? Oh, you on your own, homie. And this right. This goes to the thing I was trying to do for the Africans. I made them a whole group on how to go to school, how to get over here. They want me to find them freaky bitches so they can get married and come over here. Okay, once you get over here, you're going to be looking just like the average nigga that's on food stamps. Because America ain't going to do shit for you unless you're willing to do something for yourself.
Right.
You know?
That's true.
People got the game
that's
distorted.
True.
People got
that's
the
true.
Game
yeah,
distorted.
Yeah,
it's all about...
You know, that's what I'll be trying to... That's what I'll be trying to get, you know, get my sisters to realize and everything, you know, just because a guy hitting you up on Facebook and everything like that, and he's telling you how he feels and, you know, and all of that, he wants something. I mean, let's keep it to 600. I'm a man. I know when I come to a woman in a certain way and this, that, and the other, I don't go around the block. I just be straight up, baby, I want something. And I ain't even going I'd even go bullshit you or nothing like that. You know what I'm saying? I want something. This is what I want. You know what I'm saying? And everything like that. You know what I'm saying? But we just have to make sure that we come together. It's going to take people like myself and yourself, Tara, to bring these wake up calls. These are wake up calls. Yesterday we had my girl Lady Sage on, and she was giving the wake-up calls for the brothers of what the brothers are expected of in 2014, because a lot of black women are getting tired of getting treated like the bottom bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like the next door neighbor.
That's
you know what I'm saying? And it's
turning gay. Because women have been so abused all today, they inwardly they're turning to each other to support each other. They like, look, bitch, we got to raise these kids. You know what I mean?
Right.
I had a best friend growing up, and me and her were best friends. We were not gay, but we understood that wasn't nobody going to help us raise these kids but us. She had two, and I had two, and they was the same age. We did everything together. If she was hungry, I was hungry. If she was eating, I was eating. And we were that close, and everybody thought we were sleeping together. No, we're not sleeping together because I'm not gay. But I understand the logic that it takes more than one person to raise a child. And some women don't have that consciousness, and they're like, okay, if she gonna help, we gonna help each other raise these kids. We gotta be together. You know what I'm saying? It's a desperate act. A lot of people that are living are acting out of desperation, and a lot of things that women do, we act out of desperation because, bottom line, we're very resourceful. A woman will tell you can look at your mama, and you ain't have no food, and she told you drink sugar water or make ketchup out of soup. I mean, soup out of ketchup. You know?
Right.
And women have a different perspective.
What about the woman that's not resourceful? What about the woman that feels that she has to have a man in her life? She can't be by herself. What about that woman? Because I'm running into those women.
You know what? I said something today that people stand in the mirror and masturbate in the mirror talking about they get to know themselves. It's that bad. That is not knowing yourself. If a person wants to start knowing themselves, I'm going to tell you what I do. I research me. I research my name. I research my birthday. I research the day I was born. You know what I mean? I research, I look into my own mind and see why I behave the way I do, and then I use my resources and make my surroundings better. And a lot of these women lack that capacity. That's why the network guy told me, he was like, you're a rare breed, because I told him, I was like, look, I got the drive of a dope fiend. When I wake up in the morning, I'm trying to think of how I'm going to get my first 20 million, not my first 20. You know what I mean? And a lot of people lack that drive. If you want anything in America, you got to have drive.
You got to work for it. You gotta work for it.
America ain't gonna give you shit. It'll step on your ass and you'll be down at the warming center in Detroit trying to stay warm on a manhole because it's like that out here. This is a jungle. They talk about Africa is a jungle. America is a jungle. But I gotta say this. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else. And they say, oh, you an African or you an Indian or you a this. No, I'm a motherfucking American. I was born in Saginaw, Michigan. I'm not three-fifths of a human. I'm entitled to everything that America has to offer. And I'm not going to sit around and just because of the color of my skin believe that I'm not entitled to everything I can get. But it's going to take me to make that happen. Because I used to say, well, God come to save me. My mama going to give me this. My daddy going to get. Ain't nobody, I've learned, ain't nobody going to give me shit. And I love my husband to death, but I don't expect him to do a damn thing. If I want the trash taken out and I ask him to take trash out and he take too long to do it and I got a problem with it, I get up and take the motherfucking trash out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
That's what it's about.
Let me say this before we get up out of here. We got 11 minutes left. Let me say this before we get up out of here. Look here. I tell a lot of women, you know, don't get me wrong. A black man, the way it's been in society and the way it's been generation to generation, black man runs the house. He's supposed to make sure the household runs in order. He's supposed to make sure that the bills are paid and everything like that and this and the other. We are living in 2014 right now. Okay, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. A black man has to wear the pants in the family to get the respect of the man of the house.
Exactly.
When you start getting to where a black woman feels that she could do just as much as you could do and better, that means the black man is becoming extinct.
Yep.
We are no longer in need. Women don't even need us for procreating anymore. This is why they got sperm banks now.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So this is why I tell the black man, make sure that you stay in need. Make sure that you run your household and you run things and everything from your heart, not from your dick. You know what I'm saying? Make sure that you stay in need. It's like needing a necessity. It's like you need to eat to survive. You know what I'm saying? You gotta have a woman that goes,
integrity.
Damn, I need my man for my better half because he gives me that inspiration to keep going and surviving.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
But
so
can't let that be the crutch. You know what I mean? I asked my husband to do something today, and he doing whatever the hell he want to do. And I'm like, well, if he ain't doing it, I ain't going to do nothing, and I ain't going to do this. And then Starshima kicked in like, bitch, if you don't get up and do that shit, how the fuck you going to let what another nigga do don't make you do nothing? And that's a group thing. You know what I'm saying? Well, if if you see somebody getting their ass beat on the street and you say, oh, it ain't got nothing to do with me or ain't nobody else getting in it, you know what I'm saying, and you void yourself out, that's your karmic debt now.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's all about taking action. It's all about taking action and having integrity and responsibility and consciousness on your every action. Your every thought is accounted for. Everything you do is accounted for. And, you know, like I say, I'm a Buddhist. So I believe in the law of reincarnation. If you don't get it right this time, your ass may come back as a fucking frog. And if you hate a certain type of people, you may come back as that person.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you got to be you got to be careful just by what you think and what you say and what you do. Because a lot of times you talk shit about somebody, that very shit you talking about somebody will turn into your ass. Because this happened to me.
Exactly.
You know what
karma,
I'm saying?
Because karma is a motherfucker. Well, listen, y'all,
I appreciate y'all listening to us today.
You know, big shout-out to my girl Ty Tara for calling in and everything, you know what I'm saying, bringing us the nigga news like she does every day. You know what I mean? We will be back tomorrow, same time. Well, no, tomorrow is Saturday. Y'all won't hear from my ass until Monday. Tomorrow is Unsigned Hype Saturday, so make sure y'all tune in tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Because I got a lot of knowledge to drop on you artists and this and the other, you know what I'm saying? How to step your game up. We're going to have my man, J.C. McDonald from Def Jam Records, music consultant and investor from Def Jam Records, you know what I'm saying, with his philosophy of the day and everything like that. So for Fat Man and Tara Tara, y'all, we about to get up out of here. We going to catch y'all Monday. So I'll holler. You be good, girl. Stay out of trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
Without a doubt, I'm out of here, y'all. We gonna end it like this, y'all. A big shout out to everybody that was listening. Like I said, wake your ass up. You know what I'm saying? And when you see a white man today and he doing something that you ain't never seen him do before, this is what you say to him. This goes all out to my my niggas out there. You got your boy Fat Man coming to you live and direct. Y'all wake your ass up.
Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side all day with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, 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 my nigga.
First thing first, I love all my niggas. This rap shit cracked and I involve my niggas. You looking for some lean? Let me call my niggas. He sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. Some niggas smoke, smoke, some niggas drink, drink. Got niggas on the block with the Glock, they don't think. That's a nigga back up, they in a bucket lapped up. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, it ain't my nigga. He tripping off a bitch, no, it ain't my nigga. Take a nigga K, shit, that's my nigga. Knowing since I was 8, yeah, that's my nigga. Fuck my first bitch, pass her to my nigga. Hit my first lick, pass with my nigga. Fuck them other niggas, cause I'm down for my niggas. I ride for my niggas.
Fuck them other niggas, and I'ma ride for my motherfucking niggas. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, my nigga, my nigga.
Dope boys, my niggas,
my nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga.
Rich homie, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga.
It's the motherfucking world. You know I'm down with the niggas down for me. I got two words for your love and loyalty. It was me and my niggas sipping on a half a beat. When we used to hit our water and buy everything we see. Me and my down ass nigga getting twisted. Nigga get the trippy, knock the gravy out your biscuit.
I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga, my nigga. Got weight. My nigga front of me, he the reason I'm straight. My nigga got a house, my nigga got a lake. My nigga weak, my nigga get a plate. And I'm still here and listen, my nigga, my nigga. My nigga, nigga shit, my nigga, my nigga. I fuck a nigga, bitch, my nigga, my nigga. If a nigga talk shit, then he ain't my nigga. My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga.
YG, my nigga, and I ain't going in there trying to leave my nigga. Stop seeing me and won't believe. My niggas, my niggas. I need a set of wings, cause I'm too fly, nigga. Tell them all about my business like a suit and tie, nigga. I ride for my niggas. Believe it, I'ma ride for my motherfucking nigga. Most likely I'ma die with my finger on the trigger. I've been grinding that side out there with my niggas, and I ain't going in. It's on with my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga.
My nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga, my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga,
my nigga.
Lately you've been questioning if I still see you the same way. Cause through these trying years we gonna both physically change. Now don't you know you'll always be the most beautiful woman I know. So let me reassure you, darling, that my feelings are truly unconditional. See, I'll love you when your head turns.
girl, I still want you. If you gain a little weight, yeah, the way I feel for you will always be the same. Just as long as your love don't change. No, I was meant for you and you were meant for me, yeah. And I'll make sure that I'll be everything you need, yeah. Girl, the way we are is how it's gonna be. Just as long as your love don't change. Cause I'm not impressed, more or less, by them girls on the TV and magazines. Cause honestly, I believe that your beauty is way more than skin deep. Everything about you makes me feel I have the greatest gift in the world. And even when you get on my last nerve, I couldn't see myself being with another girl.
I'll love you, no, with the head turned gray.
Yeah.
Understand, you're all I want.